Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There are many people saying this could be a big hit to the Me Too movement. I just told you in the feed about Asia Argento. It's Team PXY on 98PXY. Corey James, Whitney Young. So she is one of the first to accuse Harvey Weinstein, which really got the ball rolling here for the whole Me Too movement.
Kind of at the helm of the Me Too movement. One of many women, but nevertheless, one of the first.
Right. And now coming to light that she recently agreed to pay off some sexual allegations of her own.
Yeah. So this 22-year-old guy who she apparently sexually assaulted in a hotel room when he had just turned 17.
So still a minor.
Back in 2013. He, you know, kind of came out of the woodwork when she spoke out about Harvey Weinstein last October and was like, hey, you know, this happened between us. And originally asked for $3.5 million in damages. And she ended up paying him $380,000 to, you know, essentially make it go
some
away.
Some hush money, right.
And
which
now
we have heard,
I
mean, which we have heard about time and time again. For a lot of the men that have been accused, and now you know that's finally come to light.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of almost shocking that it took this long for it to happen.
For
this to come to,
the guy,
to,
yeah,
to light, you
yeah.
know. But of course, there are people out there who are detractors.
Yeah.
And not necessarily to people speaking out, but just kind of the movement in general. And there are certainly people out there that believe it's, you know, turned into a witch hunt.
Right.
And there's people out there that believe that there should be a difference between some of the allegations that have been accused.
Right.
You know, a lot of people feel like someone who has been accused of rape is being treated the same way that, say, a Louis C.K., who never raped anyone, but was doing sexually inappropriate things. But it kind of put everybody on the same level.
Well, it's a spectrum. I would disagree. I don't think everyone's being treated the same way as, say, Harvey Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein's at one end. Then you've got somebody like Ryan Seacrest or trying to think of other people. You know, there have been other people. Ben Affleck is another
one.
Aziz Ansari. There have been people who had kind of the more minor offenses. And I feel like they actually have recovered. They're not disgraced. Ben Affleck, Ryan Seacrest, they're not disgraced.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Seacrest
thing, depends on what you did.
He was able to kind of sweep that under the
under
the rug. But
yeah.
But you think about, you know, I just brought up Aziz Ansari. Have you seen him recently? No, not really.
Yeah, but what he did, that was pretty gross. I would say that's worse than what Ryan Seacrest was accused of. Mm-hmm. I think it's worse than what Ben Affleck was accused of. I think it's a spectrum. And I think that everyone is being treated sort of accordingly. What I would hate to see happen is this entire movement being, be debunked and dismantled because of one person who was a victim,
right,
but then became a predator later on.
It shouldn't negate all
absolutely
the people coming
not.
Forward.
Absolutely not. And that's what psychology experts are saying as well. They've already weighed in and said that, you know, this Asia Argento settlement of a sexual assault lawsuit should absolutely not diminish the progress made by the Me Too movement overall. Sarah Lowe, an assistant professor of psychology at Montclair State University, who actually has an expertise on the long-term psychological impact of traumatic events, said, quote, "This does not negate the fact that sexual assault is a problem. I think it just complicates it by showing that sometimes the victims of sexual assault can also be perpetrators, but it's wrong regardless.
I mean, I would argue that if anything, this should further the movement because
it
does go to show that it really could be anybody.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, similar with domestic violence. You know, a lot of the time people, you know, men especially who commit domestic violence were smacked around, beaten by their own fathers. You know, it's a problem. It's a psychological problem for sure. And the repercussions need to be there nevertheless. There should not be a gender gap when it comes to repercussions. I think Asia Argento should be treated the same way that any man who committed this crime would be treated.
Right. And I think you brought that up earlier, that this should further that men coming out and talking about what's happened to them. Because there still is, I feel like there still is for a lot of guys, the stigma of... It's like a machismo thing. It's like it's not manly, or, you know, think about this. Think about every time that in the news there's a story of a teacher who has had inappropriate sexual...
Mary Kay Letourneau.
Yeah, has had inappropriate sexual contact with a student. Right. Whenever the teacher is a man, that guy is a monster, right. and which he is. But whenever it's a woman, how many times have you heard someone say... Oh, I wish I had teachers like that when I was in class. You would never hear a woman say that about a guy.
Right. And also you would hear people say, oh, well, couldn't he like fight her off if he was 15 years old or 16, whatever. No, that's not what this is about. That time and time again, we see that sexual assault, rape, it's about power, you know? And this clearly, Asia Argento, she at the time was, I want to say... 37 at the time that
this guy was 17.
Sexually assaulted a kid who had just turned 17.
And we don't know the dynamic of that. Again, was it, you know, maybe he wanted to be an actor? And this, again, is a dynamic we're seeing over and over and over again in a lot of these allegations. And not just in Hollywood, but in general, where it's someone who looks up to somebody as a mentor. And that's where things get really twisted.
And they manipulate that. Right. But I think, like you said, though, it kind of boils back down to our society's, you know, culture of toxic masculinity, where if a guy or a young man, whatever, is sexually assaulted or raped by a woman, it's the butt of a joke, because there is this flawed notion that, you know, you can't
rape the willing.
Yeah. Right. You know, a woman can't. What do you mean, like a woman? What a funny joke. Mm-hmm. No. This is absolutely a real phenomenon. And I think if nothing else, this very unfortunate incident is going to highlight that and bring to light, hopefully, more young men and boys will come forward.
Yeah, let's hope so. I certainly don't think it's going to derail the movement by any means.
I hope not.
It could certainly change things for Asia Argento. At least, I just looked and saw Harvey Weinstein's lawyer, of course, now all
leaping
over this.
Leaping on this, of course.
Slamming her for it, filing these accusations. Again, if you were just joining us, her name is Asia Argento. She's one of the first to accuse Harvey Weinstein, which really got the Me Too movement rolling, has also been accused of sexually assaulting a minor and paying money to cover it up. So Benjamin Braffman is Weinstein's lawyer, and he sent a statement yesterday that read, "This development reveals a stunning level of hypocrisy by Asia Argento, one of the most vocal catalysts who sought to destroy Harvey Weinstein." He went on to call for awaiting due process and the numerous sexual assault allegations against him because of this.
Mm.
Now, should this impact that? Should that derail those cases?
No, because he's still a predator.
It shouldn't, but now they have something to work with.
And there are 60 other women. There are 60 other women that are accusing him of the same thing. She is a predator, but she was a victim first, then she became a predator. She deserves the same repercussions again that a guy would get for this. But nevertheless, it does not discount... If Harvey Weinstein did rape her, this does not negate that. It just complicates it, but it doesn't negate it.
But of course, it's going to be fodder for the lawyers, and
of course,
so that will be something we'll have to follow closely as this develops.
Yep,
but I think again, to make the main point of this, should not derail the movement. If anything, this should make it grow even more.
Yeah,
and make more people comfortable to come out and open up. Because I mean, talk about that when it comes to. You know, sexual misconduct. We talk about that when it comes to mental health. When it comes to everything, the goal is to open up
the dialogue
and just put it all out on the table and talk about it. Because
no shame, no stigma.
Hiding it, it builds that stigma, and you know, it leads to a lot of other problems when it comes down to it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.